Have Reagan Mudd, JC member, and Jared Smiley, co-president of the JCs, in our studio this morning. As it's that time of year again, hard to believe, but the Soybean Festival is going to be coming up this weekend, guys. And let's just get started off and talk a little bit about the Soybean Festival. And I'll start off with you, Reagan. How did it get started? How did it get its name, if you will?
So the Soybean Festival got its name for the upcoming soybean harvest, and it's kind of a way for the organization to celebrate our farmers in the community.
All right. So now, Jared, I'll throw it over to you, bring you in. If you could tell us about some of the events that will be happening this year, some of the entertainment going on.
Yeah, for sure. First, just wanted to say thanks for having us again, Matt. But we've got kind of a great lineup as far as bands go. We have a bunch of local bands, actually, that are going to be playing this year. We do have a parade that's going on. We have a carnival, which you probably have seen if you've been around the square. They're already starting to set up for us. And then Mr. Reagan here is actually going to head up our cornhole tournament, too, on Saturday, if you'd like to get in on the cornhole tournament.
Yeah, Reagan, can I talk to Reagan about that cornhole tournament? Okay, tell us about that. How do people get involved with it? Where do they sign up at?
So you just sign up right at the tent at our beer garden, and it's going to be right after the parade. We're going to start taking entries, and you just come see me there at the tent and sign up, and we'll get you on the bracket and you'll be in.
Is it $20 per team, or was it $10? I forgot what we had set last year, but we'll have to double check.
We'll double check on that. Yeah, there's a small entry fee, and then winners get paid out. So
nice. Top three winners, is that how it works? Or
I believe it might be just top.
I think it's top two.
Top two. Yeah. Well, that's even better.
Make the finals, you're going to get paid.
Yeah. So. Well, that's always a great tournament to take part in. Jared, I was going to have you talk a little bit more about the entertainment. I think we have some pretty good musical groups lined up this year, don't we?
Yeah. So we kind of picked it. Reagan and I actually were both on the entertainment committee and helping pick bands. Friday night, we kind of have more of like an Americana style. So let me grab it here. Yep, so we have John Deere Green starting out at 6 o'clock on Friday, followed by Blue Jay, and then the Barney Sisters, followed by the K Brothers headlining Friday night. Saturday we have more of a country night, and that will be started off by Jared Turner at 6. We have Tim Allen following Jared Turner. The Comancheros are actually headlining on Saturday night, then they're going on around 9 o'clock, and they'll be shutting us down on Saturday night. So should be a great weekend. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Sure. Now, along with the entertainment, the carnival rides, I'm sure that there's going to be food, beverages around the square too. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. We're going to have a ton of vendors all over the place Saturday. Food vendors. Then there'll also be.
Yes, we have the beer garden as well. Yeah, so if you wanted to come in and grab an adult beverage, then we'll be sitting there serving those for the entire festival.
Sounds good.
But a lot of food vendors. We don't have exact names of those right now, but there's going to be a lot of food vendors and everything like that.
So pretty much anything you want there, I'm sure.
All your favorite food and good food will be there for sure.
Absolutely. And I know we touched on a little bit soybean. Now, is that a plant that Mexico produces a lot of? Is that why we call it the Soybean Festival, guys?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the, two main heavy hitters in the farming community in Audrain County, Mexico area. And it's, that is, our name is to pay homage to that.
I was kind of wondering what would happen. We're getting a little bit of rain right now and thunderstorms. If that happens, during the festival, especially for the parade, is there an alternate route on that, or is that just kind of a wait and see kind of thing, how the weather turns out?
It's probably a wait and see game time decision. I'm not sure. I would have to check on that, but we can definitely get that answer for you. If you talk to either Stephanie Pimwright or Kate Becker, they're actually handling the parade.
Okay.
So on our website, it's going to have her contact information, and she'll be able to get you better information on that.
Very nice. Now, that parade starts, it's on Saturday morning. What time does it start, and where is that going to take off from, if we know that?
Yes, it's going to take off at 11, and they're actually going to set up at the high school. Just like years past, it's going to run that same route as they always do. Don't ask me street names and everything like that, because I'm terrible at my directions. So.
Me too. I feel your pain on that. Who are some of the folks that are going to be involved in that parade? Do you know?
So we always have a big contingency from Science Trekkers, a whole bunch of large equipment. We have a whole bunch of community organizations. We have certain individuals who may want to put something in. I think we're going to have Miss Missouri in it this year. So it's going to be a good parade. We always have a lot of involvement in the parade.
That's awesome. Can the kids get candy? Are we throwing candy at the kids, or do we know?
I think we're handing candy.
Handy, yeah. No throwing.
No, because of the large equipment.
I bet that's right. All right, guys, have we missed anything here? I think we'll talk when the Soybean Festival actually starts is on Friday night, and it ends on Saturday night. Is that right?
Yeah. So 5 o'clock on Friday, you can come by and see us. Everything will kind of be opening up: carnival rides, beer garden. And then entertainment, like I said, we'll start at 6, and then we'll shut it down on Friday night around 11:30 or so, and then pick it up right away in the morning on Saturday at 7, as far as our vendor booth setups and stuff go, and then parade, and then followed by cornhole, then our entertainment, and then shut it down at 11:30. So 10 o'clock is actually when the lineup starts as far as the parade goes, and it's going to kick off at 11. Just want to clarify there.
Right on. 10 a.m. for the JC's parade on Saturday. It starts at the high school, though, and the Soybean Festival itself will be starting this Friday night. And we hope to see everybody out there, and I appreciate you guys coming in and talking to us this morning about it.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Reagan Mudd, JC member in here this morning. Jared Smiley, the co-president of the JCs and Soybean Festival this weekend. Everybody get out and check it out. It'll be a good time.